Monzo, the bank of the future. At least that's what their tagline is. And you know what? I actually think I can believe it. I'm going to be talking about Monzo today, and you're going to be seeing my live bank account, so just don't judge too harshly. Lots of Amazon purchases, as you will soon find out. But I show you this just to show you how it looks and what it's going to be like if you were to get Monzo yourself. If you're in the UK, then you can go to monzo.com and actually sign up. You'll be in a queue unless you get a golden ticket from a very nice friend. I've already given mine away, unfortunately, so I can't help you out. But for an accessible banking app, or at least for an app that is very accessible, they've done a very, very good job. I don't know who did their in-house testing for them, if anybody, or if they just followed the good guidelines and got lucky. But I can tell you that it looks very good. It's a bank without branches. It's all done from the app. And let's open the app now by asking Siri to do so. Hey Siri, open Monzo.
Alert. Monzo. Touch ID for Monzo.
And I'll do this.
Monzo. Your balance is £72.29.
So not a lot of money. There's been a lot coming in and going out though. So let's have a look around the app and I'll show you what I can see. Before I do that, I just will tell you though that when I was on tour with Steel Pan Fusion earlier in 2017, I used this bank only. We had a food allowance of, I believe it was £30 a day. And for 8 days, we were given that much to spend on food. So I used Monzo, it was the first time I'd actually used it outside of London for an extended period of time, on tour. This enabled me to really get a feel for how it would work. Basically, almost all, if not all, of my purchases were done with the contactless card that they gave me in the post. And I was able to track my expenses and see what I was doing. So, from the top of the screen, if I swipe down...
You have spent £0 today.
Well, I've spent nothing today, but I spent something yesterday. While I was on at a gig yesterday, my lovely wife ordered food for me. And she asked me to Monzo her the money back, which I did.
Account balance. Spent today. Your feed. Yesterday.
Here's yesterday.
Updated a few seconds ago. Kirsten Louis, food, £20.
So this tells me that I've sent her £20. Not plus £20, but £20. If I go into this, we can see what it says and what it's like.
Select it. Back button. Yesterday, £20. You paid Kirsten Louis. Food. General. Button.
And you can actually pick the kind of transaction that it is. In this case, it was food. So I tagged it as food. But the options are general.
Add a receipt. Button.
If I go into here, let me see.
Button. Category close. But is this category right? We'll show you insights based on this, so the category needs to make sense to you. Transport.
Oh, here we go. You can see the list of things.
Groceries. Eating out. Cash. Bills. Entertainment. Holidays. Shopping. General. Expenses. Expenses.
So those are the options I have available. I left it. I actually thought I tagged it as expenses or eating out, but it might not have done it, so I'm going to do it now.
Grocery. Eating out. Eating out. Entertainment. Eating out. Button.
Now that's changed to eating out, so I know for future reference that that was that payment made on that day. Now if I swipe further down the screen.
Add a receipt. Button. Send money to Kirsten Louis. Button.
Which I did yesterday.
History with Kirsten. Heading.
Oh, I'd like how it changes the name pronunciation. The first is actually correct, the second is wrong. So here's a little history and it tells us how much I've sent and how much she's sent to me.
Number of payments, 13. Total you've sent to Kirsten, 8 payments. £314.98. Total Kirsten's sent you, 5 payments, £320.
So it's almost even, for one thing or another.
Something wrong. Tell us.
And they have a very, very nice, by the way, in-chat system, in-app chat system. It's very, very good.
Selected. Home. Tab. 1 of 5.
So if I go back, I can show you another couple of transactions.
Your balance is 72.
Look at the scary Amazon, shall we? I'll find an Amazon purchase, and you can see some of the amount I've spent with Monzo on Amazon recently. It's very frightening.
Your feed. National Lottery. Tuesday, the Blue Studios. Monday, the Amazon, £2.90.
National Lottery, yeah, I've bought a couple tickets, and I've won all of about £2.50 on lottery. I'm terrible.
Select it. Back button.
But here's an Amazon, for example. Amazon shows as follows.
£2.90. Amazon. Online transaction.
So it tells you what kind of transaction it is.
Shopping. Button.
It knows it's shopping and it's automatically categorized that for me.
Add note. Button.
And you can add a note to the purchase.
Add a receipt. Button. Split cost using Monzo Me. Button.
Monzo Me allows you to share the cost with a friend or friends. So if you're eating out and you are the one and you've all got Monzo, you can split that cost And actually, I think even if they don't have it, as long as you have Monzo Me enabled on your account, they can pay for it using basically a link to the website, and then they put in the amount and you get it in your account. It's very good.
Amazon history heading.
Right, Amazon history. This is the scariest part of this whole demo for me.
Number of transactions, 5.
That sounds like a small amount of transactions, but...
Average spend, 5 payments, £160.21.
So the average spend is 160. The total spent, however...
Total spent, 5 payments, £801.06.
You might say that I live on Amazon, and you probably would be right. That's scary.
Improve name, location or logo.
That's the next thing on the list.
Something wrong. Tell us.
Nothing's wrong. I don't want to tell you anything, except that I'm scared of Amazon, and scared of how this looks. Now, you could not necessarily see this with a conventional bank, and it's quite interesting that it shows you as much detail as it does. Scary, but good. And the more that you use this, the more that you'll find that you come to rely on these sorts of things to keep track of your expenses. It's very, very well thought out, and very accessible as we've seen. Now, let's look at some of the tabs along the bottom. I'm going to back out
Amazon.
Of this transaction. So along the bottom we have...
Selected. Home... Tab,
the home tab.
1 of 5. Spending. Tab. 2 of 5.
Spending tab.
Account. Tab. 3 of 5.
Account.
Payments.
Payments.
Tab. 4 of 5. Help.
And the
tab,
help tab.
5 of 5.
And the help is a phenomenal section of useful information. It's full of FAQs and the inline chat system that I spoke about before. And it's just very well thought out. I had a question once about... I'd been sent 2 cards because my card was actually delivered to the wrong address. Now, they couldn't use it because they didn't have the app or any information. So I requested another. A few days later, I got it handed to me by the neighbor across the street. I then wanted to know what to do with it, and they told me within the app. I thought, who and ever would consider that that would happen? But they had it. It was in their FAQs, it was well thought out, and it worked. It's somewhere in an envelope, and now the card is probably invalid because it was a prepaid, not a real banking card, so I can probably destroy that at some point. So let's have a look at the spending tab, and let's look around the app.
Spending. Targets. Button.
So we can now see the targets is the first thing
targets.
In the app.
Spending. Heading. Share. Button.
You can share your spending. I think more of that actually might export it to some method. Might copy it to the clipboard, history, maybe even make a CSV. I can't say that I've actually looked at that. I should have done so before the demo, but I didn't.
£1,300. Shopping. 2 transactions.
Oh, go back. Go back. Hang on.
Share.
What's that
now? £323. Selected.
Oh, it's...
Home. 1 direct debit.
We need
bottom
to go
of screen.
Back. We have lost the top of the page. Can we try and find the top of the
eating
page?
Out. Shopping. 1,000. Shopping.
Right.
Holidays. Eating out.
Okay, so the app has a little quirks. That's okay.
1,300. Shopping. 2 transactions.
It keeps moving the focus. It doesn't want to tell you the full spend. Oh, well. It's a demo. These things happen. But you can, I can hear the categories, as you can, and it tells me that in each of these categories how much I have spent or classified. Because, of course, as you saw earlier, I could change what a transaction was under what heading it comes. So it's good for you to be able to keep track of the things that you're doing.
247. Eating out. 3 transactions. £100.
Is that all, huh?
Shopping. 3 transactions. £65. Entertainment. 3 transactions. £43. General. 1 transaction. £40. Transport. No transactions.
No transactions.
Groceries. No transactions.
I haven't spent Uber or gone to the actual shop to buy things with it, apparently.
Cash. No transactions. Bills. No transactions. Holidays. No transactions.
I'm going to be buying my ticket with Uber? No, not with Uber. With Monzo in the near future, though, because I'm going to book my holiday for my birthday in May, so I think that will change.
Expenses. No transactions. Recurring payments.
And there's a recurring payment
One direct
section.
Debit.
One trip. Ah.
Home. Tab. 1 of 5.
So that's the spending tab. I would like to be able to show you the very top of it, but it's being
1600 hours.
Obnoxious.
Rose. Eating out. £247.07. Targets. But... £247.71 spent January.
Okay, so we can see that the amount spent January is 247. If I go back one, it's going to jump again, isn't it? I'm gonna swipe to the left and it's going to fail me.
£1,300 shopping.
Straight away, it just jumps. I'll have to talk to them about that. They do have a very good, by the way, customer feedback section. So that's nice of them to do that at least. I don't know if that's total spend, by the way, because it doesn't read enough. So I'd love to tell you, but I can't.
Account.
So let's look at the account tab.
Andre Louis, 040.
And then you get my account details. So let's not have that.
Button.
There's a blank button there, something else I have to mention to them. Although if you do want to pay me, you can have my account details. Just tell me after this demo's done.
Top up, balance £72.29.
You can top up using bank transfer, card payment, or even Apple Pay. and I usually use Apple Pay and it comes out of my other bank account.
£72.29. Current account.
Current account.
4 stars. 12/20. View pin. Button.
You don't want to do that. You'd know my card pin, and then you could take it from me and eat it.
Freeze card. Button.
Now, if you have a card that's been stolen or you think it's been stolen, you can freeze it, and it doesn't mean it's cancelled. It means it won't work until you unfreeze it. Now, I'm not sure that many other banks do quite that, so it's quite interesting that they do it in this way. Quite decent, really.
View settings. Button. Plus. Create pot.
And the pot. The Monzo pot is quite clever. It's sort of like a separate account within your current account that is not another account. It just puts money aside. I don't know how often. I haven't set one up yet. I don't have enough money or funds to do it. But eventually, when I move more things over here, I plan to do just that. I know that people have found them useful from reading the Monzo blogs, at least. So there's potential there.
Page 1 of 2. Home. Tab. 1 of 5.
So let's see. That's the third tab.
Payments. Tab.
Payments. 4 tab.
Of 5. Payments. Selected. Pay. Button. 1 of 2.
So there's two tabs here. Pay.
Request.
And request. And that should be self-explanatory. But the first thing in the pay tab.
Add. Button. Search contacts. Search field.
Search contacts.
Send via bank transfer. Also scheduled payments and standing orders.
So you can send to your bank in this way. So if I wanted to withdraw lots of money to another current account, in another bank, I could do it via the bank transfer option here. When I first got Monzo, I couldn't do this because I only had a prepay card. So this is a full banking card now. So it's a debit card with full everything. So I can actually send money from it. Initially, you could put money into it, but you couldn't withdraw it in any meaningful way other than to take cash out of an ATM and put it in a bank. Now you can.
Recent heading.
And then there's a recent list of payees, I think, and possibly payers, but certainly payees, and my wife is probably top of that list.
Kirsten Louis, plus 447.
Yes, and you get her phone number, etc. So, yeah, that's the list of recents, and it shows you the things, the recent list of payees, and it also shows you other contacts on Monzo that you have not paid, and then it shows you all of your other contacts so you can send them an invite, you know, because you just have to be able to invite everybody to everything these days, so that's what that looks like.
Selected. Payment. Help. Tab. Help. Heading.
And the final tab, the help tab, which is quite good as well. Let's have a look at some of the things in here.
Hi. How can we help? Button.
It's a good start button, isn't it?
Banded wad of British pounds. Transactions and balance.
Now, these aren't buttons, but they are, or links perhaps, and they're not announced as such, but it's not a huge deal. You probably guess that you can tap these things and they will do certain things.
Back of a credit card. Card and PIN. Raised hand. Limits. Aeroplane. Going abroad. Electric light bulb. Features. Silhouette of person.
Silhouette of person.
Account. Envelope sealed with heart. Paying contacts. Trending. I need help with a transaction.
And then you get some helpful, useful things after that.
I've upgraded my account. What next? What is a golden ticket? Tips on using the card abroad. Fees and charges abroad. Am I eligible for an overdraft now? Community forum. Eyes. Sneak peeks. Eyes. Sneak peeks. High voltage sign. Feature ideas. High voltage sign. Feature ideas. House with yard. Forum home. House with yard. Forum home.
And they do like their emojis and things. And that's kind of interesting because whenever you make a purchase, when you get the push notification, you'll get an emoji and also the information about the purchase that you've made. I can't remember what Amazon says despite having spent so much there. But I can tell you that, for example, Just Eat says slice of pizza. So that's quite interesting. iTunes says musical notes, apparently. I haven't used this to do iTunes purchases yet. And other things say other things. Not very useful. But if you are interested and you message me about this after hearing it, I'll probably be able to tell you more or ask me to look out for something. I always find it very interesting, actually, because I've never wanted to engage with a bank more than I have with Monzo. And that's a good sign because it means that they are engaging not only with customers, but the app itself is engaging. I found it a pleasure to use, apart from the one issue that I came across in the spending tab that you also heard with me. I'm not going to edit that out of the demo, by the way, because I believe in full disclosure and transparency. And it's not a stain on my reputation by showing that it doesn't work. It's not a stain on theirs either. It just simply doesn't work right with VoiceOver. And that's just how these things go. Nothing is perfect. But I'm not going to take it out. You heard it, and I didn't remove it. I wanted you to hear it so that you can see for yourself that there is a problem, But I'm sure that in the next beta, they will probably fix that because they are very quick at getting around to these things. Anyway, I've talked. Let me finish off this because we're nearly done now.
Chat with us.
And the chat with us link.
Home tab.
And we are done. So that's it. The chat with us opens a very accessible chat system. It has basically an edit field and a message return field. And I think that they even send the responses to email if you close the app or might even do a push. I can't remember. I haven't had to use it in a little while because basically things generally work. It's only having come to this demo and looked at the app from top to bottom now that I find that a couple of things don't, but it's really nothing to write home about. It's not going to stop me using it. None of these issues are showstoppers. And that really is the end of the look at Monzo, the bank of the future. I hope you enjoyed this demo. As always, get in touch if you did and have any comments. I'm happy to hear them. Thanks for listening.